This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli troops and tanks moved deeper into northern Gaza Monday, expanding their military presence in the Palestinian enclave amid international calls for civilians to be protected. VOA's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem says the conflict may be shifting into a long ground invasion.
Hamas has a network of underground tunnels. They're holding 239 Israeli hostages. And that conflict, if they really want to continue to fight Hamas and to eradicate Hamas, as Israeli officials say, is going to take probably several months.
Health authorities in the Hamas-run Gaza enclave of 2.3 million say 3 weeks of Israeli air and artillery strikes have killed more than 8,000 people. Gaza's medical chiefs are turning to volunteers to help run an emergency service buckling under Israel's offensive. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony has more.
Israel accuses Hamas of locating command centers and other military infrastructure in Gazan hospitals, something the group denies. The Palestinian Red Crescent Society have previously said evacuating hospitals isn't possible, as the sick and wounded cannot be moved. Thousands have gathered at hospitals in Gaza City, with many sheltering in makeshift tents, hoping for some safety from the bombardment. The UN Humanitarian Office said 117,000 civilians are sheltering alongside thousands of patients and doctors in hospitals in the north.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. A senior Russian rabbi on Monday urged the Kremlin to ensure that rioters in the predominantly Muslim Dagestan region who stormed an airport to, quote-unquote, catch Jewish passengers on board a flight from Tel Aviv were harshly punished. Video showed rioters on the tarmac surrounding an aircraft which had arrived from Tel Aviv. This is VOA News. U.S. and coalition forces continue coming under attack in the Middle East amid rising tensions over the Israel-Hamas war, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Two American defense officials say from October 17th to today, there were 23 attacks on bases housing U.S. forces, at least 14 in Iraq and 9 in Syria. Many of the drones and rockets used were intercepted and did not reach their targets. This comes days after the U.S. retaliated for earlier attacks, striking two facilities in Syria used by Iranian-linked militants. The U.S. stresses that defensive strikes are unrelated to the Israel-Hamas war. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A man has pleaded not guilty to charges of murder, attempted murder, and a hate crime in an attack on a Palestinian-American woman and her son. The 71-year-old appeared in court Monday on 8 counts from an indictment by a grand jury in the U.S. state of Illinois. He's charged in the fatal stabbing of the 6-year-old and the wounding of the child's 32-year-old mother. Authorities say the victims were targeted because of their Muslim faith. The woman told police her landlord was upset over the Israel-Hamas war and attacked them after she had urged him to pray for peace. A long-shot bid to disqualify former U.S. President Donald Trump from appearing on Colorado's 2024 ballots began on Monday. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
The case will test a rarely used Civil War-era provision of the U.S. Constitution that bars people who have engaged in insurrection or rebellion from holding federal office. Plaintiff's attorney Scott Olson argued Trump assembled a violent mob at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021 that tried to prevent the constitutional transfer of power. Trump faces similar lawsuits brought by advocacy groups in Michigan and Minnesota, but the Colorado case is the first to go to trial. Trump is the leading Republican candidate for president in 2024 and has denied wrongdoing.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. U.S. President Joe Biden signed a sweeping executive order to guide the development of artificial intelligence. Monday's order requires industry to develop safety and security standards, introduce new consumer protections, and give federal agencies an extensive to-do list to oversee the rapidly progressing technology. AI has been a source of deep personal curiosity for Biden, given its potential impact on the economy and national security. Biden had directed his staff to move with urgency on the policy that could maximize AI's possibilities and contain its peril. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.